Father, thank you for the glory of your grace. Jesus. Oh, the glory of God is in his face. Oh, glory to the Lamb. And here we are, Lord, the glorious grace, the glorious word of your grace is causing us to truly grow up into that glory for you. It's just too marvelous. It's too wonderful, Lord God. But that's who you are. And Lord, we're so thankful that we do. We give Jesus all the glory. We give him all the praise. It's such a joy to our hearts to know him and to praise him and to give him all the glory. And Lord, as we settle down to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches today, let us just receive more and more of the grace of God, which grows more and more of the glory for you. Yes, Christ in us, the hope of glory. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. That's wonderful. I always am glad to come to church. You never know what you might hear. Hallelujah. But in Romans 4, if you'll turn there, as I mentioned, the Lord just encouraged my heart on New Year's Day. Lord, let me live, and really be alive in the blessings of the Lord in my life. More and more. Let them grow. Let me be bold in them. Let me just give you thanks. I want to live a life that, my goodness, you just see thankfulness all over that guy. Amen? You're just thankful. Doesn't matter where you're at. Man, we're in the furnace. Well, I'm thankful Jesus is here. You're in the lion's den. I'm thankful Jesus is here. On the mountaintop, I'm thankful Jesus is here. In the valley of the shadow of death, man, I'm thankful that Jesus is here. Praise God. What a blessing. Amen? Well, in Romans 4 and verse 6, it says, even as David also described that blessedness of the man, the blessedness of the man whom God imputes righteousness without works. See, you're blessed in the message of grace. And that's the only blessing there is he blesses his grace. And he that is full of grace and truth, it's him, see? And see, isn't that wonderful? It just addresses that nature that sometimes, we can sometimes yield to that old nature in a way. And we want to feel something. We want to feel like we can do something for God or feel that I can work something up. But there's no blessing in that. See, that lacks a blessing. See, the blessedness and the blessing, praise God, is in the one who God imputes righteousness without works. Man, that'd shut up about 99% of the preaching today, would it not? Amen. It's the truth, wouldn't it? I'm not afraid to speak the truth by the grace of God. Amen. Now, saying blessed are they whose iniquities, see, we're going to more blessed. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Listen to that. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. Now, praise be to God. You know, I got up that morning and he was gracing my heart with this verse. And I said, you know, I'm that man. I'm that man. I had to be a little bit still. People were sleeping in that little cabin. But I'm that man. And every child of God, praise God, is this one we're speaking of here. And praise be to God, all I can say is we are blessed. I appreciate Brother Ray. Every time I see him, I say, how you doing, brother? He says, I'm blessed. And you know, I know he knows that. It's God. It's just God and what he does and who he is. Hallelujah. And if we're Christians today, I'll tell you what, we are blessed. But as the Lord encouraged my heart, but Lord, let us be alive in the blessing of that truth. Or in the truth of that blessing, if you will. Blessed is not how much you have. See, that's what the world wants us to think. That somehow that we're blessed with what we have. Or blessed with ability. Blessed with intelligence. Blessed with works. Blessed when you get your way. Blessed if you were born with the right set of parents. No, 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 no. Blessed are they or them whose sins are forgiven. I'm thankful whom he has made free is free indeed. But you think about this, and we've already been rejoicing in all of these scriptures today. That's why I'm so thankful we don't have to wait till a sermon. But when the word of God tells us that eye has not seen, and nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. You just have to soak that in for a minute. There is nothing of this world that could even, it shouldn't even be mentioned, but I have to mention it because that's how we kind of understand things as words. But it's not worthy to be compared with the blessings of God and the blessings of what God has prepared for them that love him. Think of that. Think of what we think a blessing is in this world is. It's an amount of money. It's a job. Now, I know the Lord blesses us with things. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You know, as much as I love him and as much as I'm so thankful that he's revealed the word to me, I'm going to step into heaven someday and I'm going to go. You know it. As much as I've seen in my heart and what he's shown me, yea, in the deep things of God by his Spirit, it's still going to blow me away. And it's not worthy to be compared. And I have received the goodness of the Lord in many things in my life. And I'm talking about blessings when aren't the greatest blessings. I'm not talking about the great gains in your life or, hey, the achievements. And those are wonderful because I know God gave them to me too. But I'm talking about the blessing when you knew that it was over. You know what I'm saying? When you did wrong. And he said, I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace, and I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. Amen. Yeah, I'm a blessed man. I can't help it. I just got it. And I want to walk in that truth, and it's a walk of thankfulness. It's a walk of joy. It's a walk of lowliness. But it's a walk of strength and in the power of his might. Praise God, it's always having a broken heart and a contrite spirit because I'm blessed. So what did I do to deserve this great blessed life? Nothing. Nothing, you know it. But what did I do? Well, I believed on him. I did. By grace through faith, I'm blessed. Amen. And it never ends, does it? See, the blessings are there. But by grace, because it has to be grace that gives me the faith to even believe him. You know, some people walk around, oh, I have such great faith. No, you don't. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear God has such great grace. Then I begin to really believe in him, and I believe in his working. That truly we get back to, I just be. Just be. Amen? Christ in me, the hope of glory. I know this life of Christ lives in me. I don't have to try to make it live. It just lives. I need to feed it. Feed it the word of God. Amen. Come down to the altar, man, and just praise him for it. Thank him, Lord. I really, it's just incredible joy. No matter what state I'm in, there's still joy. There's even joy and sorrow with the Lord. Because, see, we have hope. We have a blessed hope. And that's why we come down here. Even when we're hurt, things didn't go right, whatever it is, you can still praise the Lord. Say, Lord, I not just hope that you're going to get me out. I already know you're going to get me out. He said, I've already made the way of escape. Yes. Amen? Amen? Amen. I'll tell you what, it's not an escape hatch. It's an escape whirlwind that's going to take me out of here someday. But I know that even within the times that we're in, see, there's a season for everything. And we're in the season, praise God, to get ready and to be ready as his readied wife. But it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters, because see, we know that we're blessed because our sins are forgiven. I thank God that I know that it was unmerited, it was unearned, that all my blessings, everything of my life is a gift. It's a gift. Yeah. I told you a long time back, there was a brother, and he just wanted to kind of pick something on me. You know those turkey brothers that kind of try to pick you? We don't have any in here, though. Come on now. No picking. We want to be anointing. Amen.
and to encourage one another, be a salve. But I remember that brother, he was a young man, and I'd studied pretty hard in school, worked hard to get through quickly. I had a wonderful set of parents that encouraged my heart. Yeah, a blessing. I said, get in there. Dad would always say, this is the hardest work you're ever going to do. Go to school, study, study hard. Don't goof around. You're going to work. Isn't that amazing how they say today, you know, college is supposed to be an experience, you know, to play and all these different things. Yeah, you see what we're getting. Never mind. But got to be serious. There'll be time for play. It'll be a good time. But by the grace of God, we put the work in. Young people know that. Know it. I believe there was a lot of wisdom in those words that came to my heart and it came to my ears over and over and over. But, you know, we went in there and, you know, I was thankful how God did that for my life. We went in and we studied and we applied ourselves and God brought that wondrous blessing to my life. He encouraged my life. He showed me that, you know, son, you do these things and I'll encourage your life. But this brother, what he did was he said, oh, you were given everything. You know, you're born with a gold spoon in your mouth. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Those are fighting words. I just wanted to punch somebody right in the face. It wasn't nice. But they didn't realize. They were just, you know, spouting off. But then the Lord really checked my heart. I've given you everything. You didn't deserve a thing. Even the ability to have desire to work, I gave that to you. Every bit of diligence you got in your life, I gave that to you. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And then it became more of a treasure to my life. And I thank God that maybe that brother meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Because God's working on me. God is encouraging my heart all the time. But see, when you sincerely know you are blessed, when you sincerely know that your life really lives one big blessing, because you're blessed of the Lord. If he tells you that he withholds nothing good from you, wouldn't you say that that's a blessing? If you start to try to size it up in here, you'll never figure it out. You'll always say, well, how could that be a blessing? Well, that's your mind. How about by faith and believing God that I withhold nothing good from your life? From the deepest, darkest trial to the greatest triumph, I saw it in ages past. Praise God for your life. Those were called the before ordained good works that ye should walk therein. So in that, by the grace of God, when I realize, praise God, and am thankful and sincerely that I'm blessed with all these blessings, that my life is one big blessing, then my life lives one big, unending thank you. Doesn't it? I love thankful people. And it's amazing how many people aren't thankful. And I'm sorry for them. But by the grace of God, we need to be quick to say thank you and appreciate stuff. Or, you know, and this world is at us right now. Somebody tries to, you know, well, what's your angle? Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? See, that's just the enemy trying to divide, trying to do all these things. I did. The other day, I opened up, I was walking in a building. There was a lady walking in, and I opened up the door for her. She resented the fact that I opened up a door for her. Whew. Well, you want to open the door for me? I'll say thank you. Did you see what I'm getting at? See, that's the twisting. Just be thankful. And most importantly, be thankful for the blessings of the Lord. See, when you sincerely know this and you're thankful and you live this big unending thankfulness, praise God, your life will be free from resentment. You won't be bitter. You won't have strife. You won't be jealous. You'll see the value of the blessed life of God above everything in your life. All these things that the enemy tries to throw at you, you'll see the blessing. You'll see as Joseph saw, truly, and I've quoted that before. Yeah, you know, my brothers, they were itching to do it for evil, but God meant it for my good. All these ones that think they got an angle on you, they don't got nothing on you. God's fighting for you. The blessing of God is over your life. Just feed it. It's there. For every child of God, it's there. But see, if you don't know the blessing, how are you going to live the blessing? It's going to be there, but you don't know it. It's like that little Lord of all thing of Galatians 4:1. You've got to grow up into it, or you're just numb to it, even though it's there. Isn't that a sad life? Oh, Lord, I just want to know more. I want to know more of you. I want to know more of your love to me. I want to know more of the promises of your love to me. And then I want the power of the Holy Ghost to give me the faith to really believe it. Because you can know something, but then you walk in something. Amen. And he'll give you the opportunity to do it. And that's known as trial. But you'll see these things. God will bring them. He's faithful. But see, to know that the value of the blessing is above everything. It was like Jacob and his mama Rebecca. It was so wonderful. They risked everything to have the blessing. If you really think about that, there was a big risk that was going on there. But there really wasn't. But in the natural man's mind, it was a risk. But they didn't think about that. The blessing was all that mattered. The blessing in your life is all that matters. Here's the blessing in your life. It's the Word of God. This is all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It's all right here. This is yours. This is yours. This is yours. Know this by the grace of God. Hallelujah. To have your mind quickened in this. That the Word of God just come in like a flood. The enemy thinks he's showing up to devour you. And oh my goodness, he stops the mouth of the lion. Didn't mean he moved the lion out of there. He just shut his mouth. Yes, this is it. This is the blessings of God in our life. To have this faith. You think about even the most incredible athletes that we have today. Entertainers. They have ability. Sure, you'll hear. And I do believe that. They had to train. They had to work. But, you know, come on. When you see that God-given size, the strength, the speed, the natural ability, they know they were born with that. Didn't teach old Nolan Ryan, here, son, let's go out and try to throw a ball 110 miles an hour. Your arm would fly off. That man knows that he was blessed. These men and women that have these gifts, if you will, they know that they were hit by the genetic blessing truck. And if they're honest at all, if they're honest at all, you know what they are? They're thankful. They're thankful. As Dad used to say, they're thankful all the way to the bank. But you're grateful, amen? So, my son, it was interesting. And it hurt my heart because I know this friend of his. About a month or so ago, they were, I think, having a dinner or something. And he was telling him some of the things going on in his life. And they were good things. Friend of his. And my son said to him, he said, man, you're so blessed. And that kid got so angry at him, he said, I want you to never say that again to me. Don't you ever tell me I'm blessed again. I've worked for every single thing I have. And I'm thankful it hurt the heart of my son. Because he knew that's not the Lord in a life. And by the grace of God, Lord, God forbid that would ever be our life. Brothers and sisters, everything I am, everything I ever hope to be, I'm going to tell you something. It's because of the blessings of the Lord upon my life and upon your life. Amen. Know this. It's such a happy life when you can thank him like that. But see, this is just the beginning of our blessings. In Jeremiah 17:7, it said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. See, I'm not only blessed, I'm blessed. Blessed is the man. Isn't that wonderful? Blessed of him and blessed of him. In James, it says, blessed is the man that perseveres under trial. He will receive the crown of life. In Matthew, it says, we are blessed when men do us wrong and curse us. See, only God could bring a blessing like that. Because in man's mind, when that goes on, man, there's something going down wrong. No. You're blessed. When it's for his sake, and this is going on in your life, when you suffer for his sake, you're blessed. When somebody in your workplace gets mad at you because you have a testimony of the Lord, and maybe you lose your job, let me tell you something, you gained glory. Now you seek peace with all men as much as lies within you. And I don't need to put it in their face. By the grace of God, it's not in word only, it's in deed and in truth. You walk that strength. You walk that blessed life. Praise God. The Lord will lift up the hedge. Don't you worry. He likes to show you off, and he likes to make the devil mad. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't think those temptations out in the desert, it wasn't just one. We had the three out there. Yes, it was a mighty thing for us, but oh, how mighty. You're going to be that stupid to come at it again, devil? Okay, let's go. You ever look at your life like that? Amen. But you can only do that in the blessing of the Lord. Not in confidence in myself, or I get mowed over. I don't want to tempt God. But I know who the enemy is dealing with when he starts to mess with me. Do you know whose hand is upon your life? I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed man. I'm so blessed, praise God, that you know what? No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I'm such a blessed man that all things are working together for good for my life. You know, I told a fellow that one time when he was really trying to hurt me, and I knew it was just like pouring coals, hot coals on him. But I wasn't trying to pour hot coals on him. I was just thanking the Lord that, Lord, but for God, I'd be fighting right now. But now, because of God, I'm praising right now. It's amazing what God can do. You know, it's just like that story in Genesis 26. I love it so, so much, brothers and sisters. Isaac, it said, you know, he was out there and he redug the wells of his father Abraham. There were wells that they'd covered up, you know. But see, Isaac wasn't going to let that go. He said, I know the blessings on this. I know the blessings on my life. So nothing was going to stop him, and he went ahead and redug those wells. And you know what? Not only water sprung up, but I love it, springing water. I've been drinking springing water. This is the water that makes you spring, you know. Amen? See, they say that there's a spring. No, there's a spring in this water that'll come up out of your life. And then when they saw that springing water come up, you know what? His enemies, they knew it. And it said, and his enemies went to seek peace with him, because his enemies even said, he's a blessed man. Oh, come on now. Come on. Do you really believe that? That he's blessed of the Lord? I know God has shown people that in my life. I've seen it over and over. When I put myself in stupid situations where I wasn't even thinking, where I could get hurt, maybe even killed, I've seen the fear of the Lord strike those that were trying to strike me down. He's blessed of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't do anything to be blessed of the Lord. It's just the blood of the Lamb that's upon my life that I happen to be called the apple of his eye. He loves you like that. He cares for you like that. He aches for you like that. Oh, hallelujah. Now you'd say, as we got to this point, man, brother, it just sounds like we're blessed with everything in life. I think you get it now. Ephesians 1:3 tells us we are blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You have to take that to heart and to take it to the value of what it is. Even though you can't comprehend it, you can still believe it. Every blessing of heaven, every blessing of heaven you have been blessed with. Think of that. Every blessing. I'm just hoping you're stunned. Let's try that again. Every blessing of heaven you have been blessed with in Christ. Yeah, there we go. Like enlightened eyes going on a little bit. I know we get a little tired on Sunday morning, but it's true. But that's the joy that we have. That's the joy unspeakable and full of glory. See, this in Christ thing, this in Christ, it has no limits. My value and your value to God is beyond comprehension. Yeah, I rest in that. See, I don't rest in my laurels. I don't rest in what I did or what I didn't do. I go to bed at night and I rest in him. and what he finished and what he did and how God sees me and how God loves me. That's going to change me. I can't change me. But his word changes me. And believing his word will change you. And you keep trying to change you and it doesn't work, does it? It doesn't. The same old thing comes forth. But the word, when we just begin to believe it and say, Lord, I thank you for this. It is. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. It's the simplicity of the gospel of Christ, is it not? Yeah, that's the grace of God. Brothers and sisters, he gave me his life for me to have it. Amen? He gave me his life for me to have it. He gave me his mind for me to know. Amen? And then you think, he gave me his power for me to live it. Amen. All of these things, the life, the mind, and the power. It's incredible, isn't it? And it's not that he gave you some life or some. He gave you his very life. Okay? He gave you his very mind. And he gave you his very power. Now, what can stand against that? Nothing. But I need faith to believe it, to walk in it. The word of the Lord that we're hearing today, to be encouraged more in this new year. And I'm telling you, I'm refreshed even more. People said, boy, brother, we're so intense. You haven't seen nothing yet. Because I know God will bring us on. He's moving stakes. We're moving higher. Might even be moving lower. I don't know. But I'm telling you what, he's getting ready. A company of saints that believe him, that are falling in love with him, that are getting ready for a trumpet. So brothers and sisters, here it is. As we wrap this up, quit letting the enemy bend you out of shape. Quit it. Quit it. Quit letting the enemy tell you that you're not blessed in the eyes of this world. Listen to this. Quit it. Stop listening to that lie that you are not blessed. Truly. Because the enemy will tell you, well, you're not blessed with wealth. And you're not blessed with a good job. And you're not blessed with looks. And you're not blessed with good family. And you're not blessed with good parents. And you're not blessed with size or athleticism or whatever the enemy wants to spew into your head. Get with God. Get in the light. And get the answer to reply. I'm blessed with eternal royalty. Christian, you are born of God. We are blessed with a new nature through the blessing of the new man. Oh, man! Hallelujah! It's so incredible. It is so alive in us, brothers and sisters, if we'll just let it be alive. We're blessed with Christ in me, the hope of glory. He's just waiting. He's just waiting. And all of it's there and all that backing. Oh, honey, just grow up into it. That's how blessed I am. That's the life that lives in me is so incredibly blessed. It's just sitting there to grow up into him in all things. It's just sitting there. Praise God, I'm blessed to have a life that'll grow up to inherit everything jointly with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everything. Everything shared with him. Everything shared with him. I'm telling you, if that little murmur starts to come up, stop it. Stop it in the word of God. Man, that's all that's going out right now is how he divide every single one of us. How to let you know that truly it's the life of brothers and sisters. And I mean this in such a sweet way. Don't let this world make you a victim of the world. You are more than a conqueror in Christ that loves you. It's so marvelous and wonderful of who you are in Jesus. Oh my goodness, you're his treasure. You're his value. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. I'm his love. I'm his dove. I'm a fair one to him. Oh my. And he's going to tell me to come away. He's going to tell me to come away. So in all this blessing, in all this wondrous blessing, I'll tell you what. If you'll really believe it, you'll live a life of a blessed hope of the glorious appearing. Isn't that awesome? The glorious appearing. Not just the appearing. See, there's a glorious appearing. Oh, yes. Now, his appearing is always glory. But this is his glorious appearing. Oh, yeah. You know, we have glorious appearings here. Every so often, people get married. And that bride coming down that walkway right there, that's a glorious appearing. Everybody in this auditorium's, you know, they got the groom out here. They got all the attendants out here. Got all the guests out there. But you know, there's one that's not here yet. All the attendants kind of walk up and all of that. But there's one that's got to come. And you know who walks her right up? It's her dad. You ever thought about that? Your dad is going to walk you up. Because he's searching right now. The Father is searching right now. For the true worshiper that worships him, his Son, in spirit and in truth. And someday soon, hallelujah, my Father, in some way, shape, or form, I know it, you're going to walk me right up into the arms of my bridegroom. The appearing of our great God. And he is the great God. And our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Church. Freely you have received, freely give. I am adding. And if I be for you, who can be against you? Freely you receive, freely give.
Praise God. While every head is bowed, Lord, we thank you that you give us these wondrous witness, God, of the heart of your Son. Lord, thank you for the assurance that you give us. We're so frail, and Lord, we're so quick to doubt, but for God, we're in fear and unbelieving. but God. Oh, but God. And Lord, help us to see more and more that great love wherewith we are loved. That it's unconditional. That it just pours freely. And let that just flow through each and every one of us toward one another. Lord, that we love without hypocrisy. And we love without dissimulation. And that, Lord, I don't reserve my love for any brother or sister in Christ. Jesus, break through the strongholds this morning. It's going to be a perfect love that you'll receive as your love, your dove, your fair one. And Lord, you've put that desire in us. It's of you. And Lord, we do trust because of your love and your word and your promise that you will perform the good work which you have begun. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.